This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get at any discussion of what's going on this week. Yes, it's that time again. As the week comes to an end, we have the opportunity to take some of the great professional broadcasters having conversations on the air, News Talk Radio priorities. Talker Victoria Keown is here. Talker Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Talker Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Who knows who else may drop in as we review the top stories of the week, according to the research done by Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. First, we'll go through the stories and then the people that are on the list. Let's do it. Let's change things. Let's do the people first. And
Oh, you're a rebel.
I'm a rebel without cause, Jennifer.
Yes.
So at number 10 on the list, a tie between Ben Carson and Scott Pruitt. Carson talked about whether black people that came here as slaves were immigrants, and a few people throwing a few barbs at that. And then,
by the way, from the conservative perspective, just to, yes, to protect my friend Ben Carson here, mm-hmm, Obama delivered the same speech. If anything, people should be mad at him for plagiarizing exactly what Obama said 2 years ago. What did he say, though? Obama said the same thing. He made the same exactly right.
That slaves were immigrants?
Yeah. Yep.
So neither one of them have seen the movie 13th.
Yeah, I'm going to look that up.
Yeah. All right. Well, why would you? That wouldn't surprise me in the least. Obama's had all kinds of contradictory things that he said. They're making a big deal about a lot of stuff that Trump said and did that were done by Trump and Bush and Clinton, and you go on back. You know, there's not many new apples on the tree. They may get shined a little bit differently, but the ideas, there are not a lot of new ideas floating around, boys and girls. Like, there's no original thought. You've heard that, right? There's no such thing as an original thought. Somebody has somewhere thought what you're thinking before you thought it. Sounds like a riddle. Anyway, I'm only at number 10. Number 9, Kim Jong-un. Why are we still talking about him? Why? What a waste of time.
Well,
it really is.
You know, often his family members.
Well, but listen, this is 3 weeks ago. How many people, they put on their plastic gloves, they put their stuff on the gloves, and they put it on his face, and so the guy's dead. Okay. Does anyone think it's the first time the same day this happened, this guy got an anti-aircraft gun, lined up his cabinet against a wall, and showed him up into bits with an anti-aircraft gun because they said something he didn't agree with or they didn't agree with him. See you later. Anyway, you're dealing with a madman.
Totally.
Okay. Let's see here. Number 8 is Jeff Sessions. Enough on him as well. Enough already. We are like, what's the analogy? You sink your teeth into something, you get a hold of a bone, and you just keep chewing on it, gnawing at it. There's got to be more interesting people. Also, number 7, Mitch McConnell. That old fossil, there hasn't been anything new said about him for years.
I love you calling him a fossil.
He hasn't come up with anything new, nor has anything new been said about him. Good Lord. So we're at number 6.
Well, the reason we're talking about him this week is that he said Trump's been pressuring him to get the tax reform done by the summer. And also, just as a side note, for fun, a lot of women have been getting quotes from Mitch McConnell tattooed on themselves.
Really?
I heard about that.
Why?
What is that story? I don't get it. I don't even know. That's the story. I guess they're doing it in defiance. I'm not really sure.
Maybe
but
they should get
it. Seems like they're the only ones losing.
Tattoo of a dinosaur and then put McConnell's name over it.
That is just weird.
By the way, a study out this week by the World Economic Council showing that America is far and away the highest corporate tax rate in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Beats Japan, beats Germany, beats all the other G20 countries. By far, the highest tax rate. And those of you who say, oh, we've got to pay more taxes so we can give the money to the poor people, give me a break. Kiss my you-know-what on that one. Okay,
what?
That's about as much as I want to say. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Kiss your you-know-what. What?
Yeah, right. Yes, please. All right. Number six on the list, Mike Pence. Okay, so I'd like to have a discussion about him because we really haven't had a discussion. There are many people who would rather see him as president because they think Trump is a maniac, a mental case, not qualified to be president. So is Mike Pence qualified? What kind of a president would he be? Is the already the suspicion? There are four different, by the way, in case you didn't know it, there are four different purposeful intendees who are trying to figure out how to impeach Trump. So that's already in the works, and he's only been in office for, 2 months? So if he gets impeached, then Mike Pence becomes president. So then what's the story with Mike Pence? He was from Indiana. And, he was a talk radio person. He ran for Congress. Then he ran for governor. And
I mean, if you're looking at experience, I mean, he's incredible. I mean, just for past history, more qualified than most of our presidents in the recent past, at least. I mean, Congress, governorship, talk radio, of course. Hello.
Yeah. Well, but I think he's a good, he's a nice fellow. His beliefs don't quite check out with me when it comes especially to the social issues. I think he's a Neanderthal. But is he intelligent and thoughtful? A lot of people like him, think he's easy to get along with. And so he's, by the way, really running things. You think Trump is running things in terms of who got picked to do what job. Trump didn't know any of these people. They all came from Pence's kitchen, the kitchen cabinet.
See, that makes me kind of, to me, that's a detractor because I don't like a lot of the picks for these cabinet positions. So if they came from Mike Pence, then, I don't know, that's a minus in his column for
me.
Well,
but they're all they're coming from the people who supposedly represent the base. The reason that Trump got elected is because the Pence followers made sure that they were there on voting day. And so whether they owe him to
Pence,
the point
where
they're going to put somebody like Sessions and and Pruitt in, some of these guys, this guy Perdue, who's the Secretary of Agriculture, is a complete bum. Anyway, so what you start to say?
I get that Mike, to me, when I think of Mike Pence, I don't think of his followers as necessarily being Trump followers. I understand why Trump chose him, because he needed that faction of the Republicans. So I get that, but to me, there's such a divide between who Trump is and who his real followers are and the Mike Pence's and then his crowd. So it's two different parties within a party.
The funny thing about this is that Hillary Clinton, she'll think that's anathema.
Oh, no.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump would have made better political partners than probably anybody else around, because they both think the same. They are both two peas in a pod.
Well, that would be an interesting ticket, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it have been? But when you get down to
charge, that would be
political value. Yeah, but I'm talking about political values and what their background is, what they've supported over the years, what they're known for in terms of social legislation and interests and all that stuff. They're two peas in a pod.
They're very way more similar than debates would let on.
Yep.
Absolutely. Believe. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So we're at 15 past the hour. We'll continue to go through the people on the people list here as we continue reviewing what's in the news talk radio world. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine. Here we are stirring the pot at 15 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. All right, 17 after the hour, the talk radio review, the hot hits, the people that have been in the focus this week. That's what we're talking about. Sean Spicer, again, he's number five. What is there new you can say about him? I find him to
The guy's working. That's what you can say about him.
Right, that's fine.
But, he got awesome work to do.
He got a little bit of a reprieve this week, right, with the new director of communications, so he doesn't have to do two jobs at once.
Yeah, but he did, like, three press conferences this week, and his press conferences are going, like, an hour, hour and 15 minutes. I mean, and they're so diverse. You know, typically you see these things, like, lasting 20, 25 minutes, and all the questions are centered on one topic. But these, I don't know. I look at the guy and I go, man, that's a tough gig.
What's his background? Where did he come from?
He worked for the RNC. He was the communications director for the RNC. He worked with Reince Priebus.
Yeah. All right. Another Mike Pence connection then. And I'm going to get down to the bottom line. He doesn't do anything. I mean, Spicer does like that. What's her face? The woman that was supposedly responsible for...
Kellyanne Conway?
Kellyanne. She does nothing for me. He does nothing for me. I like to see some people who have... a little bit more starch and sound a little bit more intellectually stimulating. Maybe that's what it is. I don't find them. I don't find any of these people. I find Trump to be stimulating, and I'm not necessarily intellectually stimulating, but I think because he's throwing so much stuff against the wall, I just find him intriguing. And what he has to say, oftentimes, is quite thoughtful, I think. I think there's a lot of things the guy's got to say that are important to hear and important to do. The trouble is he loses everybody with his other foolishness. All right, so Putin is number three on the list. Putin, Putin.
Yeah.
That's way too much attention being paid to him, too. This is a joke for them. They don't care about anything but money. They're going to manipulate every circumstance they can for him and his 45 or 50 people in his inner circle that have all become jillionaires because they've played with everybody. They mess with people's heads, and he can get away with knocking you off too, the same as Kim Jong-un can. You think that people who get in Putin's way don't get eliminated?
He kills them all. He kills news reporters. He kills a lot of people.
Right.
I just don't know why people aren't investigating the fact that he may have meddled or attempted to meddle in the election because he had a bad business dealing with Hillary Clinton. I think it's funny that it's always somehow linked back to Trump. People don't talk about the fact that Hillary sold uranium and military technology to Russian people to help her backers. And I think it's funny that we don't think, well, maybe a business deal went wrong. Maybe he was just soured on her. The New Yorker did a piece on that this last week.
And under the circumstances, look what you're dealing with. These people, no matter whether they're Russians or Americans, doesn't make any
difference. I think we're spending way too much time. How much they love the fact that our whole political narrative in this country is based around Russia right now. I mean, that's
nonsense.
It's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Barack Obama is number two on the list, and all the people that say. You know, he's angry at Trump. He's just getting a check for $60 million for writing a book. Who cares about anything else?
Yeah, I think he's good. He's fine.
Number one, don't worry about him. Number one is Trump on the list of people from the talk radio folks at Talkers Magazine.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are, 23 minutes and change after the hour. The overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Here we are together at the moment, Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. Victoria, your background has brought you to lots of different experiences in the talk medium, the talk radio world. You have dealt with lots of different issues over the years, including a lot of things that women, I find it interesting that we, you know, I take a look at the people list or the story list, mm-hmm. and I don't think about it in terms of what would women think or what would women say. But as I look at the stories, I wonder if we should be doing that. Like some of the sports stories, is there a woman's point of view, or is that being overdone as well in some of the media circles? What do women think? Why should it be different, or is it really different?
In terms of sports or how women...
Issues in general. Is there a woman's point of view?
Oh,
is
for sure.
Does there need to be a woman's point of view?
Well, if we have a point of view that's been traditionally male, then I think there's obviously room for a female point of view on pretty much every topic. But I think that we get into, and then this week, you know, has been International Women's Day, and mm-hmm. it's Women's History Month and things like that. So there is more of a focus on a female point of view. But, I think like any argument or any topic, we're going to have some sort of a difference of opinion and not necessarily just because we're different genders, but just because we have different experiences that can kind of shape our perspectives.
Well, do you want to take some of the issues apart that might fit into that? For example, number 8 this week on the story list is the Women's Day, International Day of the Women, and the protests mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. Did men look at it differently? Did the news media look at it differently than some of the women who are in your circle, for example, friends of yours, relatives, who may have participated in some of these activities during the day?
Yeah, I mean, I had some friends participate in the Day Without a Woman, the strike, and things like that. I have a different perspective, and throughout the week we've been talking a little bit about that. But my perspective was, I felt like the whole protest thing was kind of misguided, and I understand everyone wore red. If I had a traditional office to go to, like I used to when I was at, you know, different larger broadcasting companies and things like that, I would have gone to the office wearing red, and I would have done done the best job I could have done that day and encouraged all of my female co-employees to also wear red and have that visualization of how important we are in the workplace, not how important are we sitting at home for the day. So I had a different perspective on that. I know it's not a very popular perspective on the left.
Well,
but, you know, I mean, that's just how I didn't think that that was the right way to get our message across.
Okay. So then the assumption, and this is another one of these news media fallacies, is that all women think the same,
mm-hmm.
all men think the same, all Republicans think the same, all Democrats think the same, all old people think the same, all young people think the same, all white people think the same, all black people. It's nonsense. There isn't just one female point of view. There isn't
right.
one male point of view. But that's the way the news media would have you interpret it, it seems to me, more often than not.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the reason for that is because categories and boxes, putting people in those, it's so easy. It's the low-hanging fruit of journalism. It's so easy to say, well, just put assign a blanket statement for a woman, assign a blanket statement or a generalization for a man. It's just, it's very lazy. And I think that's my biggest issue with a lot of journalism now. It's just very lazy.
Yeah. Well, and also it's very one-sided. News media is more extraordinarily, at least in my lifetime, I've never seen it as bad as it is right now. And with the lack of journalistic integrity, the fact that, you know, there's this assumption that is what you're reading or seeing is real news, which is 9 times out of 10 not the truth. So there's a lot of stuff in the turmoil tank here, it would seem to me. 28 past the hour on the Countdown Review.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro 1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 minutes after the hour now, the conversation continues, and it's a good one. Memorable conversations from some of the members of my Doug Steffen gang, the Good Day gang and the DJV gang. One of the DJVers is V, Victoria. V for victory! Victoria Keelan. I asked her about her broadcasting background a few minutes ago. I was just joining us. Her work and talk comes from being in New York and having not the New York perspective. That's what's so silly about all of this. The woman's perspective, or female perspective, if you will, and being a New Yorker, how is that different than being a Bostonian? Or how is it different from being a Washingtonian or a St. Louisan or whatever it is? You know, that's not, we're back into this generality thing.
Yeah.
That I think bites us in the butt more often than not because it's such nonsense.
Yeah, so, and it just serves to divide us more as a country than celebrating our similarities. It's everything is just how different are we all. But it's interesting because you did ask about the female perspective of topics and stories and things. And one of the things that it made me think during the break, on the list of the countdown here from Talkers Magazine, one of the stories that I think is really missing from this week is the whole Baylor University story.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it this week on the DJV show a little bit, but that's a story that I think the media has sort of designated a female story, and it really shouldn't be, and it isn't a female story. But that's the kind of thing that I think is missing from the list, especially this week. There were, you know, with the green light of all the lawsuits
are allowed to move
forward.
You should have a list of a-hole stories, and that would be the number one a-hole story.
Absolutely.
Of the month or the year.
Right. And you know, when you talk about the female perspective and you want to hear about what the young female millennials
millennial thinks. I'm not a Chicken Little doomsday kind of person at all, but these types of stories and what's happening on college campuses is a direct threat to females in this country. I mean, it's a direct threat. It's happening. It's been happening for too long, and it continues to happen. And sexual assault on campuses is something that doesn't get enough attention. And I do think it is because if this was happening, and I hate to say this, but it's true, if this was happening to men, this would be the number one thing on the list every week. This, I can't believe this is happening to all these men.
I don't disagree.
You know?
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Well, stories like this get designated to the female sphere, and so mm-hmm. you know, females, I talk about these stories with my friends and with Victoria off air.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of issues like this kind of stem from the good old boys club mentality, and I feel like if there were male football coaches or other men who were involved in athletics who spoke up about things like these, you know, this mm-hmm. and said that it's completely unacceptable and, you know, these people need to go to jail or they need to go to trial, I think maybe that would actually have, you know, that would be taking a step in.
In other words, if there were more men on the air like me.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes. I mean, where are the whistleblowers who are looking out for their for their female friends? You know, what if it was
They're
your sister?
They're all busy working for WikiLeaks.
Right. But, you know, I mean, if you're a college kid, if you're a football player, are you that self-absorbed with your own potential
yep.
future as
yep.
a student athlete that you're overlooking
yeah.
injustices? And, I mean,
yeah.
that to me is that's a
They've been
systemically,
taught from when they were younger.
Problem.
They've been taught that
it's
they
all
have
about
special
them, I guess.
Talent.
Yeah.
Right. And it's all about them. And so they have a special talent, a gift, if you will.
Ugh.
And so people need to pay attention.
Yeah, but
to
that's
it.
Where men are so important in this, too. Because if mm-hmm. you're a father and you're a mother, then you're both raising your kids. And I think that you should, that's something that you should be teaching your children, to not be self-centered and to be looking out for other people. And.
One of those things, here's the rub to it, and then we'll move on. The rub to this is having parents, both parents in the family, because they have different experiences, different backgrounds, different ways of thinking, men from Mars, women from Venus. That doesn't just apply to relationships between men and women. It applies to how you see your job or your role as a parent. But you got to be there to exercise that role as a parent. And we've made it so easy in our country to have to impregnate women and disappear that it skews the whole argument. The irresponsibility of so many men in this country to be responsible for what they've done or what they have produce this all is really I think we miss the message here because we've allowed the jurisprudence. The system itself, the educational system, become top weighted for men, and it just is. It's too. You know, there are those who are worried about the pendulum going the other way. We've had too much men, so now is the pendulum going the other way? We'll have too many women. It's kind of like, okay, we had too much Obama, so now we're going to get too much Trump. Where do we find the middle? And that's what we seek. Those of us, I think, who are reasonable, are seeking a place in the middle somewhere, and it's
right.
very hard to find because so much stuff gets exaggerated in story and conversation in the news media, et cetera, et cetera. Am I right? Does that make
I think you're 100% right. I look forward to, you know, the next generation where, like, your grandson Miles, who's two, I look forward to seeing what, you know, what his generation is going to be like, and hopefully it will be, he will be raised in an environment and in a generation where gender isn't, it's just another thing that describes someone instead of something that can predetermine someone's fate.
Does it describe you or define you would be do you think differently because you're a woman? Yeah. You think differently because you are a man? Yes. And that's to be celebrated. After all, what would the fun be
right.
of having relationships if we all, I mean, there are plenty of circumstances where I have found that the woman that is most important to me and I agree on almost everything. But then there are other things that we if we don't. And does it become a problem? I suppose it could if you let it become a problem. You don't
right.
listen. It's all about listening.
It really is.
Anything else.
Yep.
Everybody wants to talk. And, you know, we have
very few people listen. Yep.
Got two ears, one mouth. There's a reason for that, boys and girls. a reason for that. Let me spend a moment. Hopefully you're using both of your ears, and I can use my mouth. Victoria can tell her experience, too, when it comes to these folks at Parachute Home Delivery who have bedding, pillowcases, sheets, towels, all kinds of stuff. You can go to their, they have a great online presence, parachutehome.com. And if you do a /DJV, you get all kinds of extra benefits as well. The question about to top sheet or not to top sheet came into play when all of us were trying to figure out what we wanted here. I don't like duvets, so I didn't get a duvet cover. I got the top sheet. You, however, like duvets, Victoria.
I do.
And you
yeah.
got a Victoria, I mean a Victoria cover, a
the
duvet
Venice
cover.
Set. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which apparently 50% of Americans don't use the top sheet, and that's why we've been asked by our friends on Facebook, well, how come there's no top sheet included? It's extra. Well, it's because Parachute found when they surveyed their customers that only half of them ever even use the top sheet. So they use the duvet cover with a fitted sheet and then the two pillowcases, so that's why they created the Venice set. So if you don't use the top sheet, it's not, you're not wasting anything.
Yeah, it really is a fabulous way to get bedding. You have to go to the store. The quality is so good because it's Egyptian cotton sewn together in Europe, and they bring it to you in such a great presentation.
Mm-hmm.
It changes your sleep. It does. It will change your life, change your sleep, and I'm not exaggerating that. So visit parachutehome.com/DJV and get free shipping when you order your pillowcases, your sheets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's the finest and the best value you can find in the country. Parachutehome.com/DJV. People list time now, the charts, top items in terms of people. Scott Pruitt also, he's number 10. He and Ben Carson tied for number 10 position because Pruitt had a conversation this week about what really is going on in the atmosphere and pollution, whether carbon dioxide is the primary cause. And the wording there is what's important. Number 9 on the people list, Kim Jong-un. Number 8, Jeff Sessions. Mitch McConnell, and his usual fossil fuel. He's just a fossil. Never mind his focus on fossil fuels. Number 7, Mike Pence is at 6. Sean Spicer, number 5. Paul Ryan, number 4. We got any Democrats on this list? Oh, yeah, here. Barack Obama's number 2 on the list. He beat Putin by 1. Putin's in 3. Third position, and Donald Trump, number 1 on the list of the people being discussed. No surprise there. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My number 2 does not look like a number 2. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number 3?
Table for 4, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Let's do an overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine in order for you to keep in mind what really is going on. I present to you the top 10 stories of the week. Sports Talk Radio, the exciting beginning of another baseball season, the end of the season for the NBA and the NHL. Yep. Number nine, the discussion that continues now about whether the Iranians have broken the nuclear agreement. Number eight, women's protest, the day without women, International Day of the Women. Number seven, Ben Carson's speech as the EPA chief, talking about climate change, etc. North Korean tensions, the Trump campaign, and all about the Trump is number 543. Oh, the WikiLeaks dump is in there, and that certainly is not necessarily a Trump thing. So there we are. That's the focus of things going on issue-wise on news talk radio stations around the country, according to Talkers Magazine. 45 past the hour now. You're listening to a discussion of the top hits, the discussion that has taken place according to the work, the homework done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. So I bring in a few of the folks that are associated with my various programs, and we hash through some of these things to come up with different points of view. The whole business about what happens in sexual assault on college campuses and who gets protected all has to do with the dough. That's really what it is. And that's what has to do with justice in general. It's dough. And the, I know in my own circumstance in Heidelberg, I didn't get thrown off the board of trustees, but I left because of the anger that was focused on me because I brought up what a problem the football team is and the liability that we have and liability that football presents to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, you mean the physical impact of
Ohio,
it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Ohio, they're gods, the football players.
Oh,
I
know.
And they screw around and get all kinds of, they don't go to class. They just, and it's all about the money that comes in from people who support this stuff.
Yep.
It's really kind of, I find it not only annoying, it just,
it feels like a very, very big David and Goliath kind of battle because, schools won't give up all that money.
Speaking of battling, one of the things that's been missed this week in conversation, there's always a story about what's going on in the Middle East, the Iranians, the nuclear program, and, what are we going to do with Daesh this week? What has slipped conversation, it seems to me, this is one of those, we ought to have talked about it, but we didn't. A couple of hundred Marines were sent into Syria on Thursday of this week with heavy artillery to retake one of the cities, another one of the cities from Daesh as they keep pushing back. But our men and women are on the line once again, the Marines using howitzers, trying to teach the Syrian forces how to do what, we know how to do well, and so we send in more troops. This has been kept quiet, as it was during the Obama years. We're going to get out of Afghanistan. We're going to get out of Iraq. We're going to get out of the Middle East. No, none of those things have taken place because politically, to go back to what we were just talking about, follow the money. It's not expedient to get out of these places because there's too much money being made. The taxpayers paying for guns and tanks and planes and
well, now we're increasing the budget by so much. I mean, I claim ignorance on this. I do not know the answer, but what are we missing in terms of our military power that we need to spend $1 trillion more on stuff?
I don't know where the number came from. The real number is like $54 billion, and it comes out of two places. Trump pledges that it'll come out of budget areas where we don't need it. Now, who decides what is needed and what isn't?
Right.
There's the argument. But where one thing we can agree on is the amount of corruption, the fraud, the abuse, the amount of money in the Pentagon budget that is mishandled is legion. And why it is, especially at tax time, come around to this. The government accounting office, a couple of years ago, when the budget's been about the same, about $680 to $700 billion, which is more than the rest of the world spends combined. on defense. So that's good. It leaves us in a position of power. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is the fact the Government Accounting Office says that if we get rid of the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, we can have the same military coverage for $460 billion. So the admittance here on the part of even those in charge was that we waste $200 billion a year. How many people work and how hard do they work to pay those taxes
right.
for these no-good sons of bees to waste money
right.
like that, put our people in the
right.
people in jeopardy that are out there on the front line. It's
I understand. I totally agree with all of that. I was just confused when there's lots of headlines that Trump's increasing the spending.
Nah,
what are we missing?
He said he's
upping the budget, but like more of what?
Well, he's not really upping the budget. He's taking the money from other places. So the total money being spent isn't more. It's just coming from different places. But it's ships and planes and all that stuff that's good for the military industrial guys that are his pals. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for us to review the top five items from this past week in the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen, here to introduce to you and to play the role of the big voice announcer, Victoria Keelan, who actually has the meat. I have the sauce.
You have the potatoes.
I do have the potatoes. Pass the potatoes, please. All right, from number five to number one, a big stories this week from technology, starting with Netflix.
Is this number five? Right, Netflix made some news this week. They are developing technology that would offer the ultimate interactive experience. The user or the viewer could choose the ending of the show. And this is something that they've been doing with kids programming already, which makes it more like a video game. Every time you watch it, the video game, the ending changes. And so it keeps kids' interest in stories. But now they're thinking that they can apply this to things like House of Cards or the Gilmore Girls or any of the other adult programming they have. So some people think this is a great idea where you can help write the ending that you want for your favorite show. Other people feel like they want the writers to do it for them. So we'll see. Okay. This is technology they said they might debut by the end of this year.
All right, number four from the food department.
Well, most cases, most legal cases are kind of boring when you read about them. However, this one this week sparked a lot of interest online. Papa John's is being sued by a guy named Jonathan Anozzi because they've been texting him too much, apparently. And they've been texting him different deals on two-for-one pizzas and things like that. And at the end of all the text messages, it says, if you'd like to not receive these messages, reply with stop in all caps. He claims that he has replied stop every time, and that the messages keep coming. So now his lawyer says he wants $500 restitution for every text that Papa John's has sent him. And she says, of course, he's been dealing with the emotional anxiety and distress of having Papa John's texting him too much. So the Papa John's is not they're not the first company that's had this happen, though. Facebook has had this happen to them, too.
So what we need to do is get Miles, my grandson, to ask him to stop, please.
Exactly.
That might work, yeah. All right, number three this week on our list of the top five tech stories.
Gmail users got some good news this week. They have a lot more storage in their inboxes, in which enables them to send larger files, larger photos, file share, things like that, spreadsheets, worksheets. They've gone from 25 megabytes to 50 megabytes per email. So this is something that a lot of people are really excited about. If they have to share a lot of work documents, it now pretty much alleviates the use of Dropbox and Google Drive, so everything can be handled right within your Gmail account. So the one thing that Gmail has warned everyone, the storage space is still limited. They have not increased that. So as you finish with these work documents, make sure you delete them so you still have enough room for new stuff to come in. But it's been a great improvement for Gmail users.
All right, number two this week on our list of the top five technology stories.
PayPal is being sued. Apparently, they have funneled $7.3 billion in charitable contributions through their digital payment service last year, and most of that money has not made it to the charities. And PayPal may not actually be the bad guy here. The charities themselves have, in most cases, I think it's 10 out of 13 in one case of the person who actually filed the lawsuit, she donated to 13 charities, and 10 of the charities said they never got the money. A lot of the time, PayPal says that the charities haven't set up their end of the financial arrangement, so this money is just sitting there. I mean, $7.3 billion in charitable contributions through PayPal. So it's a warning. If you are going to donate to a charity, make sure, you know, that you might want to go direct instead of going through PayPal.
Number one, the focus on Facebook yet again.
Facebook is going to add a dislike button. They've been talking about this for a while. They're testing it out right now in the Messenger app, so it hasn't actually made it to posts yet, but I think this is going to be the next thing. And people have been saying they really want to be able to dislike a post instead of just always liking or reacting to it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there it is. Top five items brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, social media, Facebook, Twitter, places like that. One click does it all, and you can get it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You heard me correctly. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is your opportunity to post a job, small company, medium-sized company, big company, or whatever you're looking for. You can find the key to a good, very good relationship with a new candidate, a new employee, by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and get the opportunity to use ZipRecruiter free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It's 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.